We are going to keep moving along. So now we are on item number 17. This takes us to Division of Parks and Recreation. We'll go over our informational items. And April Larson is with us. Welcome, April.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, April Larson, the Marketing Coordinator. I am joined here today also with the Park Director, Jeff Van Meteren. And it looks like we've just got our PowerPoint up and running. I'm really excited to start with the first presentation. I have actually two with you. We have three park pass partnership programs. These have been going on for a few years now. But I wanted to give you an update. It's a good kind of reminder of some of the great partnerships that we have going on. These are all funded either by the Department of Health or Department of Education. So what we're really doing is we're really servicing these programs as South Dakota Game Fish and Parks. We are then, the funds come back to us once we then submit those passes to the respective departments. What's really nice about these programs is it is allowing us to reach some of those underserved populations. So getting new folks into our park system, all of them are really trying to get folks recreating, but in healthy ways. So these are promoting getting families and users into our parks, building healthy habits, whether that's for body or for spirit, for mental health. And I do want to take a moment to more or less, before we begin, to do a lot of thank yous for these programs. We do heavily partner again with Department of Health, so they definitely deserve a lot of acknowledgement and thank yous for their support. SDSU, South Dakota State University Extension, does quite a bit of servicing, especially with the Park Recs program I'll discuss. So I want to do a thank you out to them. And Department of Health, we actually in 2022 started another program, which I'll go through, which is our library checkout program. So we've had a lot of efforts both by Game Fish and Park staff along with Department of Health with those efforts. We also have a lot of field staff involved in this process too. All these programs are a very manual process. So physicians are writing them, library patrons are checking them out at the libraries, and then they bring these passes to the park, and they're actually fulfilling paper copies that then field staff mail into our office so that we can track data and then get them to the respective parties that need to go. So there's a lot of efforts behind the scenes, so I do want to acknowledge that this is these are big programs. They may seem like they're kind of fun or we have a great impact, but there's a lot of moving parts to these as well. We are looking to grow all these programs too, so really excited to see that. The first one is park prescription that I do want to give you a quick overview of. This is park prescription or Park Rx, you may hear it called. Again, this is one that is partnered with Department of Health. SDSU Extension, we actually have two wonderful ladies that are working behind the scenes with SDSU Extension to do a lot of marketing efforts too. They get to conferences. They're constantly speaking to different providers and reaching audiences. Department of Health also has monthly meetings that they're promoting ParkRx as well during their meetings to their stakeholders. Healthcare providers for ParkRx are actually prescribing these in the office. So we mail them a physical kit once they sign up. Department of Health houses these in a warehouse. SDSU Extension informs when a prescriber subscribes. We verify that they do in fact are able to prescribe. We do ask that they are able to prescribe medicine so that we can keep ParkRx also on that same healthy initiative. It is a free one-day pass that they can prescribe. We have an option. We changed this back in My data will show it shortly, but in 2019, to allow the redeemer to actually upgrade when they're in the park to a 50% off pass. So they get that discounted pass once they get to the park, which the data here shortly will show that most or a lot are actually redeeming that full annual pass, which is great for our purpose as well. We're recruiting new users, but we're also getting folks into our parks as those wellness centers to start building those healthy habits of exercise and being outdoors as well. So the program goals between Department of Health and with Game Fish and Parks is to recruit those new users, to get them into the park, to be able to recreate more confidently with us. It's to obviously increase South Dakota State Parks usage, but with that, it is that wellness center. So we are building those healthy habits with that grant that's provided by Department of Health. And then we provide resources and conversation starters for those healthcare initiatives, which I'll go through here shortly. Some highlights in 2023. So this was actually a record year for us for ParkRx, which is really exciting for us. 340 passes were redeemed. I do want to preface that 340 passes, those are actually the ones that were turned in by those participants. We may have significantly more passes out there that were actually prescribed. Because we're a manual process still in this, we're not able to track the actual amount of data, but we do have over 300 providers that are currently signed up to prescribe. So we have an opportunity to grow significantly with this program as well. So something we're looking forward to continuing our efforts on. With those 340 passes, because we are a manual process, park managers or those that are working the gate are actually writing down how many people are in the vehicle when they pass through. So we had approximately 1,148 people in 2023 being able to enjoy the parks because of this program. 45% of the passes were redeemed by WIC participants as well. So in addition to the park prescription program for medical providers to prescribe these, we also partner with WIC to be able to prescribe their participants as well with these. So we do have a fair amount, numbers of those being redeemed by WIC, which is really exciting too. And then just for kind of fun, the top two parks visited this year in 2023, probably as you would expect, would be Custer State Park as one, and Lewis and Clark Recreation as the second one. Those are under 20%, though. We have a significant amount of park RX passes that are redeemed in some of those smaller localized parks as well. And I'll go through a little bit more on why I preface that too. So just looking at some more year-to-year comparison, just for your perspective, back in 2017, when this was more of at its infancy stage, we had 48 passes redeemed. This year, with that record year in 2023, you can see we have a lot more. The dark gray, that signifies those annual passes that were redeemed. So the actual participant did decide to pay the additional fee to be able to access the parks annually instead of just doing that daily pass, which would be the light gray. We did find, just a fact for you, when we had that dip in 2020, this was a time when many of our healthcare providers were not able to have any paper in the exam room. So at that time, when I've asked providers what happened, many of them said, well, I would have liked to participate or to hand out, but as an administration, we were not able to because of that paper. So that's more the reason why. We did a fall survey, and SDSU Extension, the ladies went out with a fall survey to our 300 prescribers and started asking them a few questions. The number one provider specialty is family medicine that prescribed ParkRx. Though underneath that, also significant is mental health providers, those WIC administrators, and then pediatricians was the next one. 96% of the prescribers were satisfied with the registration process, which is significant for us too, again, because this is a partnership. That registration process, the prescriber or the one that's interested in prescribing goes out to the website, submits a form. It then goes through the process of reaching SDSU Extension. They do the research to make sure they qualify, and then the Department of Health, the warehouse, sends them that kit. So more or less, the process is working. We didn't have any significant feedback that wasn't working. So we're really excited. Again, thank you for Department of Health and SDSU Extension for being able to fulfill that. 88% of the prescribers mentioned that when they are prescribing that physical activity or education when they are prescribing. So we are fulfilling that need or want on Department of Health side to be able to create those healthy habits. For our marketing efforts, these are ongoing. Between our partnership, we do have multiple efforts going on to both reach healthcare professionals and the general public. There is some paid social media content launched currently. It launched in February this year with the Healthy SD Facebook page. I actually have some pictures here momentarily of that. Gayfish and Parks in January, we also attended the South Dakota Academy of Family Physicians Conference. So that's your family physicians, our number one prescribers. Our goal for being there is to really recruit new doctors coming to South Dakota so that they become familiar with the program. I also have heard the last couple of years being there is that they forgot about the program, or during that lull of 2020 when the paper got discarded, they were like, oh, I completely forgot about this, how the administrator had thrown all of our paper away. This is great that you're here so I can get back on your roster and continue the program. So it's been really beneficial for us being there the last couple of years. Additionally, as Gamefish and Parks, we have additional messaging planned, continue with our goal to both increase prescribers and redeemers, especially during peak season coming up here, which is really quick. These are just a couple of the examples of what those social media targeted messaging is. This is something that Department of Health, they actually have a partner marketing firm that they work through. These are reels. They're not moving right now, but that water in these two are actually flowing. So it's, for me, entertaining. It says the side effect of this ad are brought to you by ParkRx. So the water moving, Park prescription, fresh air, fresh medicine. So it's really great if you're like me and you're watching all those reels on Facebook, and then all of a sudden you get this soothing ParkRx moving water. And for me, it made me stop and be like, oh, I enjoyed this. We also have those static ads as well on Facebook. The outdoors will see you now. Park prescription. ParkRx is safe for taking more than directed. And side effects of ParkRx include a mental reset. Switching gears, the Go Forth program is also one that's funded by Department of Health as well. It's through that same grant initiative of Healthy SD. This one, we, similar to the National Park Program, it gives fourth graders a park pass voucher that they can then go to any South Dakota State Park, and then they can redeem that for, again, a one-day pass, that discounted annual pass, or they can choose to do a three-year subscription of the Conservation Digest. So they can, they're not able to make it to the park. Hopefully then they have some resources to get them excited about the outdoors and getting them into the park. In the spring, we do have park staff that are in the school system promoting ParkRx. This is a great opportunity that many of our park staff or other wildlife staff are in there doing a lot of programming. You'll see even this spring, usually on Facebook and Instagram, there's photos where even conservation officers are bringing in all the pelts, and the kids are possibly even putting pelts on their head and really enjoying the time with staff in the classroom if we're able to attend that. This is a good time then that those vouchers are distributed to the child right then to take home in their folder. Otherwise, passes are mailed to schools, and then the teachers are asked to put them into the school or the child's backpack. There is a coupon on that voucher as well to allow for a one-hour equipment rental, which we do see quite a few of those one-hour rentals redeemed for, like, kayaks, or we have other checkout equipment available in the parks as well, like lawn games and various other, like, disc golf, disc, and things that they can check out. Similar with this program, our goals is to, again, reach those underrepresented populations, getting more confidence, getting fourth graders confidence in our park system, along with getting the families there as well to get them excited for the outdoors, and then obviously increasing park usage as well. Highlights in 2023, again, this was a record year for Go Forth participation, which is really exciting. I have to commend park staff again for going above and beyond to getting all of the vouchers mailed out to schools, and then also all the staff are going into the classroom and really plugging and promoting this program so that the students then go home and are really excited to be able to go into the South Dakota State Parks. In 2023, 708 students participated, which approximately 2,840 people were able to enjoy those parks. We saw as many as like 10 people coming in a van with one of these with these vouchers. So they're coming in, they're enjoying the parks, and then being able to recreate as that family. 54 Conservation Digest subscriptions were redeemed in 2023. 654 park passes. Okay, sorry, my mind had a moment lapse thinking Park RX. So 708 students participated, so that would be your Conservation Digest plus the 654 passes that were actually redeemed as well. 89% did choose to upgrade to that annual pass. And then this is the fun one for me. So Park RX, where Custer State Park was the number one, I can confidently report that Lewis and Clark was actually our number one redeemed, and Custer State Park the second. What's really fun about Go Forth, though, if you look at the data, if you're interested, I can provide you that spreadsheet. This is very diverse on what parks they are attending. It is very widespread. So it is local schools getting families into their local parks. Just the year-by-year comparison, I didn't have the data going all the way back, but comparison to kind of our lull there in 2020, again, that was a time when it was a little bit more challenging for staff to get into the classrooms, to be able to promote the program versus this year, which it's grown a fair amount. So looking to continue to grow the program and encouraging families to redeem, which is our marketing efforts. So again, this is something that we are partnering with Department of Health. Department of Education has also been very helpful in this program in being able to submit or free kind of ads placements for us in the teacher newsletters that go out to the educators. We also have staff in those classrooms that are promoting it. And then we have additional messaging planned as well. So that's both reminding families is to watch for those vouchers coming in the backpack this spring, and then redeeming before the end of the year, and then also continuing with that participation. The third and final program, this is our Checkout South Dakota State Parks, new in 2022. So they would have bought the passes late 2022 for to be in the libraries all through 2023, and then until the pass, then we'll jump over to 2024. This is a partnership with the Department of Education. They are the ones that are funding this. What it allows is a library card holder to check out that park pass. They can check a park pass out for 3 days for entry into any South Dakota State Park. And again, this is to recruit those new users or underrepresented park users so that they can recreate in the outdoors. It is also, as the Department of Education director had said, it's the perfect gateway to explore the world around you. What we have found is when libraries have been promoting this program as well on their social media pages, it's often placed with books or different resources for wildlife next to the park passes, so families can check out books to learn about the parks or learn about wildlife or learn about plants, and then they go to the park and then they can actually put that to real life use. So it's been really fun to actually watch this program grow this year. Some highlights from 2023, again, Department of Health, thank you for your assistance in tracking this data and local libraries for tracking this data. There's a survey every time that a park pass is checked out that they fill out a survey. So park passes were checked out in libraries over 1,691 times so far since this launched. Peak checkout months were over May through August, as we probably would expect. 89 public and academic libraries participated to offer park pass checkouts, and that's throughout South Dakota. So it's not like we're isolated in one area. This does represent South Dakota well. 200 total passes were available for checkout. That's Department of Education have purchased 200 to distribute. So depending on which library, they had anywhere from 2 to 3 available. When surveyed, an overwhelming majority of libraries selected to continue to offer this in the future. So it has been well received by both patrons and libraries as well. Here's just a couple example of those social media posts. Belfouche posted, South Dakota State Park passes are available now to check out for our library. Just ask at the front desk. This program is made possible through and then their acknowledgement. What's fun to see here, though, is the park passes that are shown there to be checked out. And then next to it, they actually have a display of some of those resources available, too. So it's a great marketing effort as well, in the sense that our park handbook is available so they can check out which parks are available near them or where they could travel to, and then some of those additional resources to learn more about nature and wildlife. And then the Briggs Library at SDSU posted, enjoy the outdoors with South Dakota State Park Pass from the library, valid for entry of one passenger vehicle. So getting out some additional resources, and they were kind enough even to include our website so they could learn more about the program as well. With that, do you have any questions?
Wow, any questions for April? Commissioner Cole?
First of all, really cool. And congratulations on what you've done with that. I didn't even know half of that existed. And I'm probably the only one to be honest enough to say it here. But a couple of questions. I'm kind of shocked. I didn't know that prescription thing existed. I'm curious about one thing. Has the private sector come in at all, like the big medical event and the other ones? Are they helping in any way? Or do you have something on the future with that? And the second part, so I'll let you think about both of them. The 89% conversion rate, what are they paying? What's the actual dollar amount that they pay?
Great questions, Commissioner Cole, Madam Chair. So to answer the first question with Avera and Stanford, we actually have quite a few of the medical professionals prescribing currently. That is because they're prevalent, very prevalent in South Dakota. We have reached most of them with SDSU Extension and with Department of Health. They do mailers out to them as well. So even when I was at the Physicians Conference in January, I had a few come up even from Stanford and say, yeah, I recently saw there was some flyers that were sitting in our break room. I glanced at it, but I didn't really have the time to really think about it. So I'm glad you're here. So we could actually discuss it. So yes, we are reaching them. They are a fair amount of the prescribers we have currently. So now it's trying to reach, again, some more of those rural prescribers and reminding them, again, with medical professionals, they're so busy and they have so many hats to wear. So keeping the reminder out there to pull out that pad and prescribe. The second question, it would be just like the second annual, we discounted the pass at 50%. So instead of 36, it's 18 to them.
So they're paying a sizable amount then too.
18.
So that's okay. And just one follow-up. Are you working anywhere, or is it too premature yet with the outdoor campuses? Or is that something that's totally separate? I'm just curious because they have a lot of the same things, but they're different structured. But
yeah, Commissioner Cole, Madam Chair, what we have found is sometimes folks will go to the campuses to ask to redeem them. We do prefer that they do go to the actual park because we are looking to actually track how many people are in the vehicle and able to get there. The campus staff are familiar with the program. We've tried and I've sent out more or less training efforts out to the campuses. Hopefully to remind them because folks do show up, right? Because that is an education entity and a great gateway to get into our park. So we do every effort we can to make the experience easier for the redeemers.
Additional questions, comments? Commissioner Teal.
No questions, but thank you for your presentation.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, if I may, Director of Parks and Recreation, Jeff Amir. Commissioner Cole, you were brave enough to admit that you didn't know about these programs, and many people in our state don't, and that's exactly why we brought these here today. So I was sitting in the legislature this year testifying on a bill where one of our senators wanted to give an exemption for people to come into our parks for free. One of the other senators at the same committee table said, well, are you aware of these programs? And she rattled them off better than I would.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just awesome to watch. And that's why we wanted to make you folks aware of this too, not only the public, but you folks, because from time to time, you'll have somebody in town that maybe needs some assistance or maybe needs some help, isn't able to financially purchase a park license. Here's an opportunity where they can do this for free. So just wanted to make you aware of those three programs.
Commissioner Cole?
I'd like to offer the other commissioners a free pass for the mental reset.
just a comment, April and Director Van Meter, and I was listening to that committee here, and I believe it was Senator Tobin, if I'm correct. When I engage with folks in the healthcare industry, which is where I work, I have noticed an increase in the comments applauding GFMP for the Park RX, and so they are paying attention and they're saying thank you. I think the partnership between the Department of Health and SDSU is a good step. So, very job well done. Good job. Thank you.